Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're on Pei Gimel Beis Halacha Vav. We got a lot to cover. There's a lot. These stuff are long, so we're gonna have to move a little quicker than usual. This one is the regular stuff. Ain't a rachel haner love some shal goyim. If Moitzei Shabbos, you have a candle that was lit by or a lamp lit by goyim or psamim that were they started the fragrance by Goyim, so then you can't make a bracha on those for Havdalah. Valhanev some shall mason. Also the same thing if they're used for dead people. I'll say the reason in just a second. On there Valhab some shall they have Razara. Obviously the is can't use those either. But in Brachalhanera, you can't make a bracha on the light. On the candle, you can't say Barmer unless you're able to benefit from its light. Okay. Now, so let's take a look at the reasons behind all these. Now, let's take a look at the Haredim inside a little bit. Pirush Rabbeinu Avadya. So he says, Ner Mishum D'Loi Shavas. Now, this is important to understand that even though it says Loi Shavas, that it wasn't Shavas from Malacha on Shavas. It doesn't mean that it was lit by a yid on Shabbos. Like it's not like a yid who's an avayu. It means that even a guy who's not mitzvah in Shabbos, but if he lit it on Shabbos, had he been a Jew, it would have been called Shabbos. Therefore, even though he's a guy, still no good. So a guy that lights a fire on Shabbos, it's no good. Okay, guy shall also walk la'irai. Kamalon or Shalai Shavas, Ema Rachel Love, Pelva Nevda by Aveira. We call it Nevda by Aveira in the sense that had it been a Jew who had done that, it would have been an Aveira. Therefore, if the guy does it, it's no good. Now, if someone lit a fire because of Pikuach Nefesh, that's what you're asking. That's a nice question. I'll take a look and show. I don't know the halachas off the top of my head tonight.
And
So that now, if the guy lit it before Shabbos, that's a machlokes rishonim. Okay, I don't have all the shittos in my head right now straight. I can just tell you that a guy lighting before Shabbos is a machlokes rishonim. Okay, b'samim shel goyim, b'samim shehem b'mesivas shegoyim b'suvim ba b'suuda mairi. That so they lit they have a group of goyim in a meeting, let's say, and they lit some of these spices, and you can't use that. In other words, the end of the Mishnah where it says you can't use avodah zarah, that's a explanation of the reason why in the ratio why I said the goyim, it's no good, is because we're choshesh matam. When they meet together, they're probably meeting for avodah zarah purposes, or they're doing some kind of a seance together. They mivrach on avodah zarah. So that's the reason. So the Mishnah is connected, the ratio to the sefer. V'loyal aner shel mesim. So there, the reason is la savida la'ira. When you light a candle for a dead body, well, that is to say, if you light a candle in front of the bier of that the dead body is on, or in front of the casket. In the Levinsons, let's say they lit candles. Those candles are not for light. Those candles are for covet. So you can't make a bar mayari ha'esh on a candle that was lit for covet. It has to be lit for light purposes. Okay, that's the reason for that. None of some of the mason. Again, there it's not lit. The smell is not to inhale the fragrance, but it's rather to as a air fragrance. Inhibit the bad smell of the dead body of decay. Right. The law and of some shalva dezara. We said that it's us by no. Ad she usul la'irai say she shehanu ma'irai v'lo shehanu mamish. Doesn't mean you have to mamish binena from the light. Even if you're standing close enough that if you put out your hands, and we're going to see halachically, if you put out your hands and you're able to tell in your palm of your hand the difference between two coins that are close in denomination. So though that's close enough, and you can make the Bar Mayari, even if you're not actually benefiting it, but you're close enough to benefit. That's what the Haredim is telling you. It doesn't have to actually be Nana. Shakar lo kokashe yuchalan lehonas amirza. Close enough. If he wanted to, he could have been in. So those are the halakas of the Mishnah. Pretty much all that is halak lemaisa. Okay. Tana Reb Yankov, Kumi Reb Yirmiya, Revarchen al habesamim shagayim. See, he comes along with a brisa and says, L'chayra, it says, mamash the opposite of what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, you can't make a bracha on besamim of gayim. And he comes along with a Tana, with a brisa that says you can. So the Gemara says, mahu poli? What is this? Does it dispute the ruling? Is there a machlokas? The Gemara says, no. Kayomuna, whatever. The myself of Nechanusa, that the Vraisa, where it says that you can, this Vraisa we just quoted from Rabbi Yirmiyah, from Yaakov in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's talking about when he makes the spices in front of the store. So when he's making the spices in front of the store, what's it for? It's to attract people to come to the store. He's clearly not doing it for Avodah Zarah purposes. He's doing it for advertisement purposes to get them to come. So therefore, that's perfectly legitimate. And you can make a bracha on that. Okay, simple answer. Ashrashes. Now let's talk about lanterns. So, afapisha like kavos, even though it was not extinguished, meaning even though it was lit the whole Shabbos, it was lit for Erev Shabbos, right? And it was burning the whole Shabbos. And he didn't put it out on Moitzei Shabbos. That's what it means. Afapisha like kavos, even though he didn't put it out Moitzei Shabbos, and relight it. Doesn't make a difference. You can make a bracha on it. There was no aveira that was done with that light on Shabbos because it wasn't lit on Shabbos. It was lit Erev Shabbos, and therefore it. This is a Jew's. It was lit in a Jew's house. As I said before, if it's a guy, it'll be a shaila mishnah.
What do you think that since Adam lit
that's exactly the Kiddush. That is the Kiddush, that you might have thought that since Adam HaRishon lit something and created the fire, you might think you have to recreate that act of creating the fire. Exactly the point. That Kamash along this halacha, that's the idea of Afal Pi Shaloi Kamas. Even though it was not put out, it was not relit, it's still good. That's exactly the Kiddush. Very good. Yeah. Next, Ner B'tol Cheiko. He has a lamp in his lap. Tok Panas are on a lantern. Oh, B'tol, now we're on Pei Dalet Amud Alef. Tok Saf Spaklarya, or in a glass. Royas HaShalas Emeshtar Shla Ora. Or if he sees the flame, but cannot use the illumination. So what does that mean? He can't see the illumination? That means he's far away. He's so far away, he's unable to benefit from the flame to the extent that he can recognize the difference between the points. Okay, so you see the flame from a distance, but you ain't a mishtamish lower, it's not close enough to you to use it. Or the other way around, mishtamish lower, it's creating light for you, but you can't see the flame. So for instance, that's an example would be if it's around a corner, right? So you're on one corner and the lamp is around the other corner, so you don't. It's shedding lots of light into the room, but you don't see it. It's around the corner. That's no good. Lo olam aim of rak malal. Can't make a bracha in any of these cases. Ad shehe roa es hashalavas. You have to see the flame. Umishtamish la ora, and you have to be able to use its illumination. Meaning you're close enough to be able to use the illumination.
Didn't you just say in the Mishnah that?
Yes, we did. That's what it means. That's what it means here. It means you're close enough to use it, but you have to be able to see the flame. If you don't see the flame, even though you could use it, still no good. That's correct. I guess I'll mention over here there's a very long discussion here. In note 4 and variant A. This is a very important discussion, so we'll take a second to talk about it. Let's see. Rashi says that the case of lantern is a glass lantern. So what you have actually is, Rashi's talking about clear glass. I have a clear glass lantern. I can see through the glass and see the flame. And nonetheless, Rashi holds that's a psul. You cannot make Wari Mari Ha'esh because the glass is like a chatzitza between yourself and the flame. You can't make the bracha as a result. Okay? One other thing.
That's why on Yom Kippur, you have to make sure to see the top of the yahrzeit candle as opposed to the side.
Well, I mean, the best thing is I like to light a new candle from that so you have a clear, nice flame. But whatever, that's a side point. According, let's see. One other thing. So anyway, they bring a Rashba here. Let me just tell you the Rashba's kasha. So it's a Yishmaka kasha. The Rashba asks a simple question. Why does Rashi say that if you look at it through a clear glass and see the flame, that that's not good enough? That's not called seeing the flame. You have to see the flame out in the open. In fact, the Rashba, by Erva, we know it says, that if you have Erva that is behind a clear glass, you can't do a bracha in front of that erva because you can still see it. So you see it is called a re'iya. So Rashba asks, then why by Havdalah is it not called seeing the flame? Good question, though. So the Rashba disagrees here. He says that we're not talking about a clear glass. For the light. He says it's not talking about clear glass. His opinion is, I think he says, it's is what? A mirror, right? He says it means a mirror. Other people say it means not a clear glass, but a frosted glass. So if you have a frosted glass, you don't see the flame, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it. So, okay, so now, let me get to the bottom line over here. The question, this is Nagei Halacha L'maisa, obviously, can you use a light bulb, right? So a frosted light bulb, for sure you can't use. What about the old-fashioned European clear light bulbs that you see in Eretz Yisrael? Often they have used to have them in America. I don't know if they have them anymore. So what about a clear light bulb? So there's all, everybody knows the story of Chaim Weiser, that he went out of his way to make Wari Mari Ha'esh Moitzei Shabbos in order to show the Maskilim and all the other people that this is Mamash Eish and it's nothing less than a fire. But, there are a group of poskim like that. I think they also bring it from the Shem of Prime Salvation, the same thing. But on the footnotes on the bottom, it says over here to see the Shayos Chus Yechavadas, Chelik Beis, Simon Lamites. And to also look up Shemir Shabbos Kehokasa and Sharm Hanatsun Mahalach 96.6. So I looked up two of them. I didn't look up all of them. I looked up the Sharm Hanatsun Mahalach and I looked up the Shal Shusi Chavadas. I will just report to you that Rav Avinu Yosef, after he quotes all the people who say you can, he has a whole list of people that say you cannot. And therefore he says, absolutely not. Since it's a huge machlokas, he brings, for instance, another two names I'll throw out. The Ragged Shava Gon also held you could make a bracha on a clear light bulb by Mary Ha'esh. And Ravtzi Pesach was chaylik on him. He absolutely not, cannot do that. And that just another two names to add to the mix. Therefore, since it's such a big machlokas, Rav Avadya says you have to, it's a suffix bracha l'batola. Especially, keep this in mind, if you hold it's, if a person made a bracha on something that was not valid, then if Kivega writes in Shulchan Aruch, that bracha would constitute a hefsek between the Bari Pri HaGofen and the actual bracha of Havdalah, because you said something which is totally not correct, not no good. You'd have to go say Bari Pri HaGofen all over again. So especially in light of this Rav Kivega, we have to be worried about this, and therefore one should never use a light bulb, in Rav Avadya's opinion, under any circumstances, unless it's Shasat Chak. Sharm HaMashiach B'Halach also allows it Shasat Chak, not L'Chachila. And okay, so that's now here in Shomrei. I know we've in the past years I've been here many times we've used the light bulbs That's a shmooze for another time. Anyway, that's a little side point here. Okay, next. Five things were said about burning coals. Okay? Chavisha Mashal has some five things with the flame. If you have a coal which was made hektish, so that you're going to be moil in it if you're not netted for it. This does not refer to a coal that falls off the mizbeach. A coal that falls off the mizbeach, you're not moil. But if I'm makdish a coal, Levenica Vice, for instance, for example, then you're moiling it. But shall have us the flame, lo nenev lo molin, that you're not supposed to be nenev lachachil. Whenever it says, I'm not going to translate it from now on, just no, lo nenev means you're not letting me nenev lachachil m'drabanon. Lo molin, there's no me'ila der rice. Okay, so whenever we say that, there's an isa drabanon and there's no me'ila. So there's no me'ila in flames. There is me'ila in coals. Next, kachal shal v'nazor asura, can't be nenev from the coal of a v'nazor, shall have us m'teres, if you had a flame, it means a flame which is not attached. Every case over here where it says flame, it means a flame which is not attached to a coal. If the flame is attached to the coal, then it's not allowed to be used. How that's possible? I mean, look in the footnotes, you'll see examples. Hamur hanome chaveiro, person makes is also mano from his friend. Also gachalto, you can't be nana from his gachelas. But mut v'shalvasa, you can be nana from his flame. Okay, and here too, again, in footnote 11, you'll see it here too, the reference is to a flame that is not attached to a coal. All so these...
The flame is like a candle flame?
So when we say flame, well, let me, just one second, let me, one more case I'm going to talk about. Hamotzi es hagachalos l'shus harabim, for a person, if on Shabbos, carries a coal out of l'shus harabim, obviously you're chayiv for hotzah, but shall heves, if you carry a flame, potter your potter for hotzah. What does it mean you carry a flame? So they say this is the case. You take your hand, you're right by the shusha, you're on your merpeset from shusha. You have your charcoal grill. Flames are flying out of there. You take your hand and you go like this, and you wave a flame from your merpeset out into the Shus HaRabim. So the flame is completely disconnected from anything. It's not attached to a coal. And that act of being motzi, that flame, is not hutzah. That's what it says up Shanis.
You can blow it also, right?
Blowing the flame. Yeah, however you get. Main thing is it's a standalone flame. Does that answer your question? What's your question?
Well, I just don't understand how you could benefit them from a flame that's of a bazaar, I would say. Right? So if it's attached to a gachelas, say that not. But the flame itself, how do you that will sustain
how do you
itself?
Have,
it won't sustain
how,
itself even for a second.
How do you have a flame?
Right.
You put
so
his hand in oil.
I was wondering. I'll tell you, I wasn't sure. The only thing I could come up with, but I'm not sure how this is gonna work. Would be a gas fire. If you have a gas fire, like you have, you know, in the Eish Tum in Beth Phila, it's always like
right.
It's gas, right? There's gas up there that's causing it to have an actual flame. So is that it's called that it's attached to something? The gas is like a double shame by mamish. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, if the gas belonged to Avodah Zara, then would the flame be considered? It's like air. So I don't know. I was thinking maybe it's a gas flame. That's the only thing I could come up with. Okay. If the coals are glowing, then you can make the bracha. So how do you determine whether it's glowing enough? So then. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped something over here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did. You can make a bracha bar me'esh over a flame. You can't make a bracha on a coal because a coal is not, it's not, even though it's hot, and maybe you even lit it for light purposes, but it doesn't make a difference. It's not a flame. I think that's what it says in 13. Only a flame, right? Okay, And the Gemara is going to elaborate, but let's see. He also says over here, some people, what they do is, and I'll just note this, that the variant at the bottom says the following, that they erase this last thing as number five, because it doesn't seem to really hold water. As a distinction between the coal and flame, he says we're talking about the halachas of Eruvei Tchum. So the rule is, right, that if I own a gacheles, that it has the same halachas of tchum as the owner. So wherever I can walk in my tchum, that's how far my object can go as well. So gacheles goes after the owner, and that's as far as it can go as far as tchum is concerned. But as far as shalheves is concerned, since it doesn't have any mamushas, so it can go even beyond my tchum. Same idea. What does that mean? It's a theoretical thing, right? Yeah. A flame is intangible, not considered a possession, has no form restriction. So he says like this, accordingly, if someone lit his candle from another person's flame on Yom Tov, he may take the burning candle throughout his own tchum. He's not restricted to the other tchum's boundary. Okay, so that's a good case, right? That's a good example how flame does not take on my rules of tchum. So if you lit your candle from my candle, even though I can only go until here, you can go till here. You can take your flame, even though you started with my flame. The flame is not a davar sheyesh bo mamash, so therefore it's not konut shvisa. Okay, that would be the last case. Now, Rav Kiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav, he says the following: if the coals were glowing, mavarchin, you can make a bracha over them. And Rabbi Yochanan of Dekatzi and Shem Rabbi Nachum Bar Simai says, "Well, vad hanik tefes, glowing coals are valid when, if you put a splinter into the coal, it'll ignite the splinter. So that it has to be a certain level. Let's see here. It says over here, in 15, he says that the Russian Ritva say the flickering coal must have been kindled for the purpose of illumination, as opposed to heat. Otherwise, it can't be used." Let's see here. And he says that maybe there are others, but the Shulchan Aruch rules accordingly. Okay, next. Tony Goy Shehidlik Me Yisrael. If a guy lit his candle from a Jewish candle, Me Yisrael Shehidlik Me Goy, or a Jew lit his candle from a guy's candle, then Mavarchim, you can make the bracha over it. Okay, 16. Although we said you can't use a guy's candle because it wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos. But when you're talking about lighting from it, if a Jew lights a lamp from that flame, then it's a new flame, so therefore it's not considered it was not split by a beer. Okay, that's good enough, right? That's in Shulchan Aruch, it's first like that. Nicha, it's understandable, God should look at Israel. That makes sense because the Yisrael's candle to begin with was a good candle. So the fact that the guy lit it does not going to make it worse. Yisrael shehidlik me guy, but what about that case? Why is that good? If the fact that he lit it is that it makes it so that it's considered like it's a new flame that's here, and therefore the Yisrael's flame could be used. So nafilu guy me guy. Then the same thing should be hold true. That if another guy came and lit from this guy's candle, he has a new flame here, so it should be kosher for Maitzei Shabbos. And we know that that's not true. Apparently, that's like a known fact that a guy's candle is no good and a guy that lit from that candle is no good. So what's the difference? So Ashkach Tani, the Gemara answers, Goy mi goy mevarchim. You can't light from one guy from another because you're going to end up mistakenly making the bracha from the original guy. So in other words, it's a gzeira. In other words, according to Aliba, the MS, you're right. When you light another candle from it, it's like you have a new fire here in a certain sense, because you have a new source of fuel and so on. And it's just like the haskalah of the fire was from the guy's candle. But since it looks like it was a guy, so therefore they made it a gzeira. Mashank and a yid, a guy from a yid, they weren't guys. Rabbi Avuah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mavi shukula guy. Now, Here we have a halacha which is not going to be like the Bavli. This Yerushalmi is chaylik on the Bavli. So remember, what I'm going to read here is not la halacha. If you have a mavi shakula goyim, if you have an alleyway, and it's full of goyim, the Yisrael Achador Basalfo, but there's one Jew that lives in this alleyway, the Yatsa Misham Ho'or, and there's a fire coming from there. You can make a bracha on that fire because of the one yid that lives in that alleyway. This is a peladika halach, right? You have 50 goyim living in the alleyway. You have one Jew. You have a fire coming from that alleyway. You don't know who lit the fire. If it was a guy, if you know for sure the guy lit the fire, you obviously can't use it because a guy's fire is no good. But there's a possibility that the yid lit it, even though he's in the minority. The halacha here is saying that you allow it, right?
You don't go after the
rabbi. So what's going? Oh, very good. So that's what he says in the bottom. He has a whole beer over here. Yeah. So that's what he discusses on the bottom. To just cut to the chase. There's a din of right. So it's like this. There's two cases over here. One case is where you have somebody walking around holding a lantern, right? You're close enough to be nana from the light, but you don't know who's that carrying the lantern. Is it a Jewish person, but not a Jewish person? In that case, called a parish, miruba parish, you certainly cannot use that lamp. But if you have a house and there's a house that has a lamp lit, so the house is considered kavua, kol kavua kamasal mefsadami, and mamela, they allow it. That's what he's masmer on the block. That's what he, yeah. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. That's correct. That's correct. Now, in the Bavli, it says you go basarov, and that's why I said you go basarov.
And why is kavua suffik ashakal is still suffik brachas lohakal? So even if it gets you to mechzal mechzi, you still have a suffik ashakal.
Yeah. See, he says in the middle there, in the bracket, he says, and since the matter is one of rabbinical law, the lamp may be presumed fit. I don't know.
You're dealing with brachas.
Yeah, no. What you're dealing with is, I think what you have to say is, you first deal with, is this a kosher flame or not a kosher flame? So, and the problem, whether it's kosher or not kosher, is a din d'rabbanan. So then you give a psak on the flame, it's kosher because it's seika d'rabbanan l'kula. Now you can go ahead and make the bracha, and it's not a problem anymore. I think that's the way you have to approach it. Okay, it's a good kasha. It's the best I can do. Next, Rabbi Avuah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ein mevarchin lo'al ha'psalm shaleil shabbos v'tfarei. So in Tveria, and in that's Tiberias, and in Tziporin, which is Tzipori, so they used light spot fragrant spices to put fragrance into clothing. So they used to light, so that's why they were lighting the summon. So those that type of a lighting is not good for the summon you need from Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, it has to be that the spice itself is being lit for the fragrance. Okay? And over the clothing, you can't make a bracha brining b'sam because clothing does not have the ikarin, does not have the ikar, for brining b'sam. You need the actual spice to be the source of it. So the fact that the cloth has a smell of spice is not going to be good. So that's what this halacha is saying. You can't make a bracha b'sam olele shalos and freya, and I'm b'sam of moitze shalos and tziporin. And not on some of our Erev Shabbos, which would be Thursday night. It says Tziporin, but it should say Surya and Syria. So then They're made for another purpose, that is to make to perfume clothes. So that's not good. Fine. Next halach. Loyaner Bahabasam Shal Mesim. When is this true? That's when the candle is at the head of the coffin. Of all, but if the placement of the fire was lifnei tasa shemais, it was at in the front of the coffin during the procession. I'm sorry, it's not front back. It's above. I'm sorry, I mistranslated it. One is above the mita, and one is in front of the mita. Okay, I didn't say it right. So mevarchin, you could make a bracha. Ani omer lo kavod hachayim hinasuyin, that's designated for the kavod of the people who are alive. That means, what it means by kavod, it's like this. Let's see. It's for the benefit of those who are in the procession. That's what it means. It means for the chayim. So the idea behind that is that's to light the way, obviously, or to make it smell nice for the purpose of the people, not for the person, right? Bavli says like this. In 26, he quotes the Bavli. He says that you decide like this. This is how you know. If the deceased is so prominent, they would have carried lamps in front of the procession, even during the daytime, right? They would even during the daytime. Then, if the funeral takes place at night, then they're obviously just for the honor of the deceased, because they in the daytime you don't need any light. Obviously, they light to this guy because he's so kosher, right? If the lamps would not have been lit for the guy during the day, then that's proof that it's for light. That's what the Bavli says. Very logical. Okay. Next, loyal and love some fnei avodazara. The lo he shall goyim, he shall avodazara. Isn't the ratio where it mentions goyim? Isn't that the same reason as the avodazara? So tifter avodazara shall yisrael. So even though we said the pshat when we learned the Mishnah, we're quoting the Rav that says matam kamer. The Bavli, that's actually a quote of the Bavli the way they learned the Mishnah. And here in the Yerushalmi, it's a little different. They didn't explain the Mishnah that way. They say v'lo hishal goyim, hishal azara tiftar of azara shall yisrael. We're talking about if it's a Jew's of azara. What it means is if Rash Cirilo seems to be the only one that says a pshat over here. Take a look at the bottom line of Rash Cirilo. He says tiftar of azara shall yisrael. Ashmiino the afagav the potar the ein mamin by elokadei lahat oisan. He's just doing this to make it look like he's Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't believe in this Avodah Zarah. Afal Pikein, you're not allowed to make the bracha. Im bracha allow, you can't use such Avodah Zarah. So basically, the Yerushalmi is answering that the extra clause of Avodah Zarah means Avodah Zarah Yisrael. Im bracha allow there actually isul la'arai. You have to have benefit from the lamp. Now we're on finally on Pinal on the base. And it's already 9:03. I don't know how we're going to get through here. This is just going to have to plow ahead. We're going to go overtime today. Okay. Now we're going to talk about just the language of Ya'osu, of that exact language. Darsh Rav Ze'ira. So Rav Ze'ira said, break up the rule. Vayar lokim asa arki tov, hashibar hakach, vayavdel elokim, bein ha'or bein ha'choshach. In other words, it says Hashem saw the light. So here you see like a mucker. This idea that in Havdalah, when you have the light, you have to actually see the light. That's the whole purpose of this. To show the Re'iyah is a key part over here.
And Hashem made a definite separation between the light and the dark. That he divided it for himself. In other words, he took that primordial light and he put it aside for himself. It was a type of light which you could see from one end of the world to the other, and Hashem decided this is too good for people. It wasn't for Hashem, he put it aside for the tzaddikim. Okay. So they gave the following mashal. He had two governors.
Each one said, I want to serve by day, I want to serve by day. They're arguing who gets to serve by day. He said to the first guy, today you're going to be in charge. He said, call to the second one, your job is going to be watched by night. So he's giving each one of them jobs. And he's calling to the light day. To the light, he said, you are he told the light today, the day will be your domain. The darkness, he said, this will be your domain. So they're arguing. You know, it's strange to me that why is it only, I'm not familiar with, you know, all the different kohos as far as, you know, celestial beings are concerned, but I'm not familiar with anything else other than light and darkness having arguments about who gets to serve. Like, we find a machlokas between the sun and the moon, and it seems that we're finding a machlokas here between light and dark. But it's like, there was no, do you ever find, like, you know, the stars were arguing about, you know, why are we at night, not by day, or something like that? I don't know. I'm not familiar with anything else where you have this kind of a machlokas. Anyway, this is what Hashem told Eof. The footnote says that the whole Sefer Eof, Hashem is telling Eof over and over again, you think you understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you might have complaints about why so much bad happened to you, but you don't understand the ways of God. You don't even understand how the light was formed, right? So did you ever in your life inform the dawn of its place? Do you know where that special light is hidden? You don't know that. So you don't know you don't know a lot of things. That seems to be the idea here. I'll tell a source. Once the light and the darkness went out, so Hashem makes peace between them. They're arguing about who gets to serve. So that was part of, you know, that's when we say the bracha in the morning. Why is Oseh Shalom over there? Because that they were fighting, so Hashem had to make shalom after. Okay, that's very interesting. You have to be able to benefit from the light. So now the question is the word Yeoso. Yeah, Rav Amar Yeoso. It's with an aleph. Shmuel says Yeoso with an ayin. What's the difference? It's not going to be much difference here. Man Damar Yeoso. He's got a pasuk over here. It's Os Neos Lachem. With this, we will acquiesce to you. To know how to respond. I'm not really sure exactly what the difference is. It basically means to benefit. I'm not sure what else it could mean. Tamon Taninot. It says, how do we make the boundaries of the cities? So it says Ma'abrin. So that Ma'abrin is the lotion of Aleph Beis Reish. So that's the way. So Rav said it was Ma'abrin with an aleph, and Shmuel says ma'abrin with an ayin. Ma'damer ma'abrin, that means mosifin lo aver, you're adding a limb from lashon of aver. Ma'damer ma'abrin, it's lashon of kisha ubaro, it's like you're enlarging the city like a pregnant woman. Tamon taninot, with ne'e dan shalayim, the same thing, we have another Mishnah, where you have a line, a funny word, a dayhet, which is their holidays. That's talking about, of course, of a zara, where you're not supposed to do business with them, right, but for the holidays, because of the Iver. Rav Amar a dayhen, Shmuel Amar a dayhen. One is with an ayin, one is with an aleph. Mand Amar a dayhen, the one who says with an aleph, kikar yom edom, instruction is near. Mand Amar a dayhen, that is a type of a testimony. So a dayhen, hema bal yiru bal yedu levan yivoshu, they will see not, will know not, but it's the idea is that they'll be witnesses to their own downfall. Said Lava that they were over the Zohar. Man Mekayim Shmuel, Tami the Rav. This question is that Shmuel has to agree that Rav's pasuk is better So what is he going to do with Rav's pasuk? The Gemara answers, a day in Hema, it's not referring to the idols, but they're bearing witness against those who worship them. Sheinasinu Levayish is a family of the idols. I'm going to say testimony. Now, it says, Ema Rakhana Halatner, I chose a lot by Rav. Several different opinions over here. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Kadei Shu Noshim, Tovus La'aro. The woman should be able to spin a thread by its light. Rabbi Yehuda Kadei Shtei, Eino Roa, Mabakos, Mabakar. You should be able to tell the difference between the cup and the plate. What is in the cup? What is in the plate? That's a little bit lighter. Rabbi Yehuda Kadei Shei, the Yadel Hafu B'Yim, Matbeil, Matbeil. That's even a more light. One coin or another. Tani Rabbi Shia, Filo Triklin, Eser Al Eser Mabarchin. Even in a hall which is 10 amas by 10 amas, you can make the blessing. In other words, here, it's a big hall. You don't have to be standing close enough to the light to benefit. What, in other words, this is saying like this. This is saying that contrary to the halacha, this Yerushalmi is saying that as long as the light is strong enough to the person on location who's making avdol, that you can make a distinction between one coin and another, then it doesn't matter. All the other people who are in the hall who are far away, even though they can't, they could still make Mari Ha'esh. That's this Kiddush of this this Shita. Not Lahalacha. Amar Rav Zeira B'Karv K'may B'Tzina. Amar Lai Talmidov. Rav Zeira approached the lamp and stood right next to it. So his Talmidim said to him, Rabbi, what are you doing? Mat Machmar Lai. What are you acting Machmar? Hatan Yer B'Shah. Feel attracted, that's all answer Mavarkan, that you can even be far away. You don't have to walk up close to the light. And that's where we'll stop tonight. All right, everybody say.